Major League Baseball held its All-Star Game earlier this week in Minnesota, and it received a lot of attention, in part because of the sport's traditional hold on fans. The WNBA's competition among its best players is going to be in Phoenix on Saturday, and the timing couldn't be better, as the Phoenix Mercury is off to one of its hottest starts with the league's best record. Jim Pittman is general manager of the Mercury.
We have really seen a jump here recently in our attendance in conjunction with our winning streak. We're seeing good numbers, and we're rebounding from a kind of a slow start to back to where we expected to be, and in fact, trending in a very good way for the rest of the season.
How does this community respond to the WNBA? Is it the same as it is with the other sports? Phoenix has a reputation for loyal fans, but also the fans tick up quite a bit more when teams are winning. Is that the same way with the WNBA?
It is. I think it's the same with all sports. You have your core base of fans who you can count on game in and game out. And then as you perform well on the court or on the field, the rest of the fans take notice and want to come along for the ride.
The Mercury has had some really, really high highs and some low lows. How significant is it for this team to carry through to the postseason on court, and how much does that help off court?
We expect to have this carry forward into the playoffs. When we put this team together, we were expecting to be a playoff team and to go deep into the playoffs. And like with any other sports team, if a team is performing well on the court, that translates into higher renewal rates, which we're seeing right now. We are in the middle of our season ticket renewal for next season, and those numbers are trending way off the charts as compared to the last few years. Obviously, being in the playoffs means more to our bottom line and our chance to make a profit, and we're excited about that as well. I won't tell you any other way.
And how significant is it that you're hosting Saturday's WNBA All-Star Game, both for the organization and for the surrounding downtown and other areas of the city?
It's only the second time in our team history that we've hosted the All-Star Game, the first time since 2000. So it's been a while since we've had the greatest women's basketball players in the world playing here in Phoenix all at once. We're driving a lot of folks to downtown to see what's happening downtown. And to have events in the summer in downtown, it's just another boon for the city.
So after more than 15 years in existence, how much of a difference has the WNBA made in the greater picture of women's athletics? Kate Fagan is a former college basketball player who contributes to ESPN, the magazine.
More than anything, it's a space where female athletes, fans of women's sports, and that includes men as well, can kind of have their eyes opened and appreciate athleticism in a different way. I think that in the U.S., we often just have one idea of what it means to be athletic, and we only want to watch, you know, male athletes. And I think there is a generation of fans and people, when they do go to a WNBA game or follow a team for any length of time or certain players, like, I do think there is like an opening of the mind that happens.
Does it seem like the greater public is more accepting of the WNBA, of women's professional sports? And is that important? Does that matter?
I think we've made some small steps forward in terms of like relevance in mainstream circles. I think every Olympics and every like Women's World Cup that happens and you start talking about female athletes in ways that has really only been around for the last 30 years, each one of those that passes, I think, is a step forward. I don't think that we can project in this generation that the WNBA or any women's league is going to be as relevant as some of the men's leagues, but I think that those are always comparisons that send us down a road where then you start feeling like women's basketball is less than instead of just different in its own way.
Kate Fagan of ESPN, the magazine.